Well, the wonder from the West, William Pike, has been taking all before him this season. Currently, the Metro Jockeys Premiership sees William Pike sitting on 94 winners. Jared Noske is his closest rival, with Aaron Mitchell on 39 winners. It is quite remarkable, as William Pike no doubt charges towards another premiership victory in the West. But this weekend is going to be something different for William Pike, because he's also heading over to Singapore, chasing Group 1 success in the Group 1 Patrons Bowl. He'll be riding Lim Samurai. He joins us this morning on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Willie. How are you, mate?
Hey, good morning, guys. Going pretty good, thanks.
That's good. Gee, it's going to be a busy weekend for you, because you've got a book of eight at Belmont. What's the logistics? What time do you fly out, and when do you arrive in Singapore?
It's a real early flight. 1 o'clock in the morning I leave here. There wasn't too many options. It was the only flight, so they kept it. Yeah, it is what it is. So it's not ideal, but, as I said, it is what it is, and... I'll do my best with work with what I got.
How long's the flight from Perth?
5.5 hours, I think it was.
So you're...
I should be able to get a nice sleep on the plane.
You'd be up the pointy end, won't you?
Yeah, luckily enough.
How did the ride come about?
I was contacted by his foreman, Mr. Ellis. I'm not really sure. I actually got messaged through, WhatsApp and a few different places, and I think on Facebook Messenger, and I wasn't really sure what it was all about at first, and then finally Mr. Ellis got hold of me and asked if I was interested to go, and I said yes, if the dates worked out. But then I didn't hear anything for a good few weeks, and I thought it had all just, water under the bridge and was forgotten. And then... they contacted me again and said if I'm still keen, it's happening. So, that's how it went.
Yeah, it's quite exciting that you're the jockey that they think have thought of to go over there and ride a Group 1. We know you've had some time in Hong Kong in the past, but this is the first time you'll be riding in Singapore. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I'm very lucky and I'm very very humbled at the fact that they threw my name in the hat and picked me out type of thing. Not really a phone call I was expecting to have. I was just sort of doing my best, going through the motions, and to get a phone call like that and that people think that highly of you, it's nice.
Well, you won't feel too homesick when you're in the barriers for the Group 1, because also riding in the race, Michael Rodd, Glenn Boss, Dan Beasley, Vlad Djurek, yourself and Johnny Powell. So it's an Aussie Group 1 race over there.
Yeah, there's a few of us over there, so... I know Michael Rodd quite well. I've bumped into him a few times, and as well, obviously, seeing Glenn Boss around. So it'll be at least be a few people that I know.
So have you spoken to Laurie about Lim Samurai's hopes? He's a $21 chance with a couple of the corporates, and Laurie's got another runner in the race who is well fancied as well. Have you been able to do any homework on Lim Samurai in the race?
I've only watched replays of him so far. I haven't actually spoken to Mr. Laxton. So I'm a little bit in the dark still, but I haven't done an awful lot of homework yet either. I'm still focusing a bit on my races here. Friday, I've got an easy day on Friday, so I'll probably get a lot more stuck into it Friday. But as far as I can tell from the replays of Lim Samurai, it looks to me like he'll enjoy the little bit extra distance going up to the mile. He looks like he grinds his races out quite tough. So, I expect the mile to really suit. Well, from what I could see.
It's a great opportunity for you. Would you like to do more of this, riding in different areas throughout the upcoming seasons?
Oh, I suppose how successful I am at it. You always enjoy it if you go good, don't you?
Yeah, that's
but,
right.
I'm happy sort of doing what I am over here. I'm very lucky. I'm in a great position, a lot of support. But this is a good way of keeping you fresh, if you're able to duck away and see a few new sights. And as I said, hopefully... If I can have success, well, then it's much more enjoyable that way.
Well, before you go, you've got a cracking book at Belmont, as you do each and every Saturday. You're on disposition in the feature, the Hyperion Stakes, a horse we know well over here in Melbourne. You've got to tackle Scales of Justice again, but what are your thoughts in the Hyperion?
I was pretty happy with this guy. He hasn't really shown his best for a little while, and Mr. Williams, he keeps changing things up, and I think they've finally found him and got him going back to where he can again. I was very happy with his run last start. He went good, and I expect him to go much the same. Scales of Justice, obviously the horse to beat. It's a very nice horse. But no, I'm sure he'll... I reckon he'll enjoy the mile too. For a little while there, I didn't think it was a true miler, but he feels this time round that he's calling out for it. So he'll run good.
Who do you think's your best on Saturday? Have you got another name?
Well, I wouldn't be game to throw out a best, actually. I've got a lot of good rides, but there's actually a lot of horses to beat in those races. Show Honey's in real good form, but steps up in grade against a few other nicer ones, stuff like that. So I'll be in the money all day.
Well, we'll be following you at Belmont, as we always do, and also in Singapore on Sunday. Good luck, Willie.
Thank you very much.